How you doing? Knock it out. Home run.
Looks like you've been getting in some work with Janus up in Tallahassee.
Yeah, I have. Was able to get down there to his stomach grounds and his roots in Tallahassee. Got a little bit of work done. It was just part of the process. Had a couple guys out there that was working as well, too. So that's definitely some great work, especially when we're not, you know, here and at the facility. So anytime we could get together and, you know, just work on time and then, you know, camaraderie, that's basically what we was just doing, extra training.
How many days were you guys together working?
It's a couple of days, like 2 days. But, you know, it's like I say, when off seasons, when you have time with your family, chill and do all that stuff. So when you're able to, you know, get some work in with your quarterback or your teammates, that's really a great time to bond and, you know, gel together. So I was able to do that a little bit. And like I said, I was able to get out there and go check out their facility at Florida State. I grew up a Florida State fan, so it's pretty cool to go check that out as well, too. So it's definitely a nice college town.
I'm sure you had time this winter to kind of decompress and just maybe kind of self-evaluate and look over kind of what things maybe need to be tweaked.
Right.
What do you think? What have you come to the realization of what you think you need to do during the offseason here with Janus?
I mean, honestly, just got to build. Got to build on obviously how we finished last year. Finished pretty good. Obviously, tough year from, you know, everybody in the building to on the field. So we had high expectations. We still do. We feel like you know, couldn't come any sooner for us to get out there and, you know, work together, get back in the you know, film rooms, meeting rooms with the coaches, and you know, just learn the scheme more and you know, just gel with each other individually. So I think everybody's excited about that period of time we had away, obviously watching the playoffs and, you know, seeing them other teams play. We felt like, you know, we should have been there, but still a lot of work that needs to be accomplished, and still what we have to do here. So like I said, that's what the off-season workouts is for. You know, we have a lot of time to still be with your family and, you know, have fun and enjoy the off-season, but, you know, still a time to come together and gel and just, you know, build on whatever it is you guys are trying to work towards.
You were talking with Dirk Koetter at the NFL owners meeting, and he said, looking back at those near misplays to right. you, that you really had done your job in getting open, and that just there were some that those passes just were off by a little bit. Mm-hmm. Frustrating, you know, was it when you look back at your game film from last year, knowing that you did your job and just couldn't connect the way you guys wanted to?
All right, definitely frustrating, but, you know, it's a part of the process. You know, dealing with a quarterback, Jameis, younger guy, and, you know, he's – you know, finding his niche and, you know, still trying to, you know, be everything they're asking him to be and be accountable for that. So with that being said, I mean, you know, no one's perfect. I'm not perfect myself. It's plays I could go out and do better as well, too. So as a football team collectively, I think everyone has their work cut out for them. And, as long as, you know, we put in the time, which is, you know, here on the field and in the meeting rooms, that's all you can really ask for. Put your best foot forward and just strive to be the best you can. So day in and day out, it's a lot of time, a lot of efforts put into what we do. You know, a lot of people don't see it. You guys kind of see it. You guys are around. So it's just really just getting on the court and just getting on the same page. And, you know, I'm going to do the best I can to continue to get open, stay electric, stay fast, and do what I need to do to help this team, you know, as far as big plays or, you know, whatever it is they're asking me.
What specifically can you guys tweak between you and Jameis to try to connect on those details?
I mean, that's one of them rare things you have to kind of just – you got to have it in you. It's like a niche. You know, I'm able to, you know, get past defenders and, you know, with my speed and tracking down ball. So, for a quarterback, you know, it's just one of the things you just have to have a feel for it. Last year, hit and miss. And, you know, like I said, hopefully this year we were accountable, individual, me, him, you know, and everybody else that's involved in that. But, you know, just doing everything you can to take advantage of it, because missing them opportunities, you know, they don't come too often. So when you have the opportunity to connect on them, you just got to connect on them. So I don't really have the right answer in telling you what it is that needs to be done. It's just one of the things you just got to have a niche for it and to go out and just, you know, accomplish what you need to accomplish.
How much do you think that the extra work that you're doing with him now is going to pay off in the regular season and the time, just spending some extra time with Jameis?
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll work. You know, a lot of people, talking to a lot of people, they said, you know, their first year with him and Mike didn't really plan out as, you know, as good as they thought. And then the second year, it kind of got a little better. So I mean, if that's something in the works that, you know, hopefully played out with us last year. We didn't really do too good this year. Hopefully it can get a lot better. That's what you ask for as a professional. You know, we all have a job to do, which is go out and be accountable and be consistent as possible. So, you know, speaking on that, I'm sure he wants to do that, and I want to do it as well too, because, you know, them are plays that can help this team win, you know, spark up the team, and, you know, hopefully that could get us into the playoffs and the tournament where we all want to go.
You know, last year in Washington, it seemed like you and Kirk Cousins really were able to connect a lot on that deep ball. How long did it take for you guys to build that chemistry?
It took years. I was obviously first year came in was 2014 with Kurt. He wasn't the starter, but, you know, he was in the building. He threw to me, you know, that was the year RG3 started, and then RG3 got hurt and Kurt came in and, you know, took over. So we had multiple years of, you know, just playing together and, you know, just getting the timing down. Like I said, the deep ball is one of them, you know, them things where, you know, you got to hit it right on the money, because a lot of times it's an inch or, you know, if you throw it too far, too short, the defender might hit it. So it's just one of the things you got to have a feel for. But like I said, we're going to work at it. We're going to do what we need to do. We have a lot of time. You know, time is in the essence as well, too. So we just got to continue to, you know, strive for what it is we want to do once the season gets here.
Deshaun, you're here the first day. This is phase one. It's voluntary. Mm-hmm. How important was it for you to be here on this day? And how much time will you be able to spend in OTAs? I know you still have your training in California.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it was important, you know, just to show face. Really just kind of set a standard, talk to Dirk, talk to, you know, teammates. You know, I have a routine I usually go about training. You know, it's like, you know, training a Ferrari or a Bentley, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I've had a successful rate on, you know, keeping my speed, being 11 years in and still being able to run fast. So I still want to be able to get back, you know, to California to do that. But just really being here and just, you know, being the first day, just showing face. And like I say, just letting them know my plan and moving forward, you know, perception is reality. So as long as I'm able to get here and tell them, you know, what's going on and just not be a no-show and call over the phone, you know, I just wanted to, you know, be here, be face and show.
Shortly after the season, you were on ESPN, and among the questions you took were, you know, what's wrong with Jameis, or is Jameis, you know, going backwards or whatever. Right. And if I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, you said that you took him aside late in the season and said, hey, don't try to impress so many people. Just be you, in other words.
Definitely.
Was he being pulled in too many different directions and maybe losing focus at the task at hand?
I mean, any time you're the face of a franchise and you're that guy as far as a quarterback, especially because you know, everything is kind of ran around you. And at the end of the day, I mean, you know, it's a tough position because, you know, you have to make the calls. You have to be the leader. You have to, you know, say the right things. And, you know, anytime you say the wrong things, it's, you know, it's pointing on you. It's like, you know, pulling the coattail. So, you know, I wouldn't say he was pulled in the wrong direction or whatever the case may be. Only thing I just said was, you know, he just needed to be himself and just relax and, you know, not put the pressure on your shoulders, because being a quarterback, you have the world on your shoulders. I mean, it's, if you lose, it goes on you. If you win, it goes on you. Being a wide receiver, any other position, it's not the same, because, you know, you're not distributing the ball. You're not, you know, making them decisions. So that's my only thing was that, but just be yourself, go back to backyard football and just being who got you here, you know, which was Jameis Winston from Florida State that, you know, won a championship. You know, he has a lot of upside and a lot of skill set to play in this league. And I just feel, you know, if he get back to just being that, he definitely be, you know, everything he wants to be in this league.
Jameis put a lot of work in during the tremendous amount of work during the offseason. Right. Noticeable difference when you hooked up with him in Tallahassee. Did you see the improvements that he's been made?
Yes, his shoulder looked a lot more healthy. You know, he kind of had the injury last year with the shoulder, so he's could tell he's been getting some work in and, you know, training on that, getting stronger. You know, like I say, he's still a young guy in this league, and, you know, his physicality is obviously, you know, what you ask for, because he's durable and he's able to, you know, go out there and be a strong quarterback that, you know, can prolong a play. So, you know, as far as what he's done, I mean, I definitely seen that he's strengthened up his arm, and he still got the arm strength, so that's a good thing.
You mentioned that perception can be reality, and it's important for you to face, you know, right, be here. What was the perception? Were you? Do you feel like you were accountable the whole season when things didn't necessarily go that well?
I mean, as far as my job, I felt, you know, being a professional, all you can do is worry about yourself. You know, it's a team sport, it's a team game. So as far as taking accountability for anybody else as an individual, you can't do that. As long as you put your best effort forward, you know, and go out there and produce and work hard, that's all you can really ask for. Now, throughout the season, I mean, I'm sure, you know, everybody could do their job better. You know, that's it's being human. Felt I could have done some things better as well, too. But on the overall sheet, I think I did a good job of going out and, you know, keeping my cool, you know, not blowing a fuse from, you know, my early days. And people probably say he's a cancer and things like that. So I've learned a lot. But, you know, it's definitely frustrating if you feel like you're a guy in this league and, you know, you make big plays and you can't get them big plays. So just something I kind of had to deal with last year. But, you know, I just hopefully say we can get back to that this year and just have fun. Just go out there and, you know, just light up the scoreboard and fire the cannons. That's what we're here for.
Sean, speaking of big plays, your longest play last year was 41 yards. Right. Came against the Patriots on what looked like to be a shallow crossing pattern that you used your yards after catch ability for. Do you envision maybe getting more of those types of looks where you can get more yards after catch on those short passes this year because you've shown you can make those big type of plays?
Yeah, I mean, being a home run threat or whatever you want to deep threat, whatever you want to call you know, that's in this league. I mean, teams. Defensive coordinators, defensive backs, they all key in that stuff, you know, especially when you've been doing it for so many years and, you know, it's on film. So, you know, I don't want to just be known as that. I want to be able to catch underneath routes. I want to be able to get the ball in my hands and, you know, make guys miss and take it to distance as well, too. So I think any way you can get the ball in guys' hands that's able to, you know, catch after the run or run after the catch is obviously, you know, what you want to have in a guy like that. So, just figuring out ways to get the ball in my hands and just making some explosive plays. That's what we thrive on here, is getting explosive plays because the statistics, you know, show you get them big plays and explosive plays that you're winning more games.
How many of these off-season practices do you plan on attending, or percentage-wise? I mean, again, I know you got your training out.
It's my 11th year in the NFL. I don't know. I mean, I know when it's time to go, I'll be ready. And, you know, it's not a set number on that, but like I said, I have, you know, a routine that I've been doing my whole career. So I'll be here for the time I'm here. When I'm here, I'm going to give it my full go and work as hard as I can. When I'm gone, I'll be doing the same thing. So, I mean, a lot of times people judge, oh, he's not here, he's not, you know, working or whatever the case may be. When I'm gone, I'm working just as hard. So, like I said, it's my understanding with my coaches and my teammates. And anybody else feels any other way, I don't, you know, really care for that.
Deshaun, what do you remember of
Vinny
Curry as a teammate? Do you have any relationship?
Yeah, man, Vinny Curry, I remember him being a young guy in Philly when I was, wouldn't say older guy, but I was a little older, and he was like a little brother to me, so that was great when he signed here. He called me. It's like, man, you're the only one I know on this team, so that makes me feel a little comfortable. But we have a great relationship. He's a, you know, heck of a player. He's going to help out tremendously on that defense. It's gonna be scary, you know, him and JP, McCoy. Defense is going to be nice. So hopefully we can, you know, beef it up a little more in the draft, hopefully, and, you know, be ready to go. So I'm excited about that defense.
Back to the, you know, number of times you're going to be here and all right. that. You know, since you and Jameis at the end of the season and even this offseason have kind of vowed to improve your chemistry, right. Do you expect to be here a little more than you were last year?
Yeah, like I said, I have my time where I'll get with them for us to get the work in, you know. So that's all I really have to say about that.